Good evening, everyone. This is Severe Storm Steve, and Daniel Stanley in here, but he's not that important. Okay, anyway. Yeah, this is me and Danny, and we're here for episode 34 of the Steve and D podcast. That's 3 days late, because Danny can't fix his sleeping patterns.
Yes, anyway. Really gotta watch.
Yes, okay. So I think I'm going to turn my APU on before we get started. Anyway, we're both on the light star and we're about to do a bounty mission.
We're kind of docked on Virag. How do you intend to get a bounty mission here?
Because it's a shipyard.
What the?
Virag 14 is the planet I created. In
I don't think your APU powered on.
I know, I didn't try to turn it on.
Track one row not. Location colon 06.
Virag 14 is that planet I talked about in my blog post, and I made it a shipyard. Hey, get away from my engineering console.
All console function.
I was just going to the bridge. Jeez, do you want me to gun or not?
No.
Engineering toggle AP.
Fine, I'll just leave your ship there to die.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I could do one of these solo on this spaceship, but guys, don't mind Danny. He was just having a emotional outburst.
Server now complete.
I get the reference.
Okay. Oh, I gotta go off the ship and assign a bounty mission.
Oh, duh.
Don't steal the ship.
I won't. Do you want me to be behind the warhead, or...?
I'll tell you when I assign the mission, because I don't know how close the target is going to be. And I don't want to start shooting them too far away, because it'll take forever to get there.
I should really implement a system where, when you shoot the warheads, the target will actually get angry and start coming towards you.
Your bounty mission has been assigned. There is a ship with the name Pirated Starship.
Like, it'll try to go towards your position.
Yeah. By the way, what is that climbing program for?
Oh, it's like if you want to increase your ship's altitude, like, Z is technically your altitude.
Yeah, I know. But what's it for? Like, what's the use of it?
It's really used for roleplay. If you really want to, you know, demonstrate your capability to fly vertical.
Okay, don't pull a Reed Wolf. And when you shoot that warhead, shoot it at Pirate Starship 226,707.
Space.
I won't pull a Reed Wolf considering he freaking shot me first. That killed me.
With not it. What last is the
Rocco 704198.
Comma.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't, guys. I didn't blog about that bounty anyway.
Space.
That was quite an interesting.
704198.
You all failed at that bounty in spectacular fashion.
Now moving to light star.
Yeah, but me. Who else was it? I think. Yeah, it was me, Kenny.
Reed Wolf.
No, not Reed Wolf. This is some bounty mission on Monday.
Location colon 14.
Kenny. And I think Game Man. Yeah, Game Man.
That's a surprise. Kenny always dies when he gets a bounty mission.
He thought he would, but I was like, no, you're not gonna die on this one.
Yeah, always dies on this one.
20, 29. Select type of scan. Exit.
Oh. Let me go to my autopilot.
Select option, enter, please enter, document,
okay,
7, 0, 4, 1, 8, net, net, blank.
Wait, who's gonna repair?
7, blank.
Speed,
blank,
I
blank.
Will.
7, 0, 4, document, 7,
hey, this
7,
is the same
4,
rich
zone
using the IA480 transporter.
1, 9, 8,
I don't have one of those.
8.
Oh, yeah, everyone on this podcast should say a goodbye to Pilot 72.
Space.
Why?
Step one.
Remember, because he's resigning?
Step
oh, yeah.
Step 1, 7, 6, 5, 7. Set my plan. 7, 1, 7, 6, 5, 7. Enter Zeo. 7, on space. 7, 4, 6, 6, 1, 8. Set my
plan. Either way, I'm ready.
7, 4, 6, 6, 1, 8.
Okay.
Coordinate.
Have you considered widening the space on your bridge, dude?
No.
There's practically nowhere you can go without hearing a little beep and blips.
Starship pull.
I don't care.
Select helm.
Okay, now we're gonna
initiate undocking. Prepare for liftoff. chip is not shade. Enter worm activator. Reactivate shield. Shield activated.
Yeah, yo, definitely. Oh, crap. Was your ship up reds?
Yeah. I reloaded on the last time I left.
Okay, then you'll want to take... You'll want to take it at least, like... Online. Past 50 around the enemy ship, remember?
We're gonna take it past 50? So, like, get into their shooting range?
Yeah, like, get into their shooting range, but don't go too close, because if it's in their shooting range, they'll start launching warheads at us.
Speed to travel at.
And warheads aren't protected by... Shields aren't defensible against warheads.
Now we're going at 5,000 speed. So then why do I want to go into their shooting range if I'm not protected?
No, 50 range around them, like...
Yeah, 50 range is where they can start shooting, isn't it?
No, that's where they can start launching warheads. If you're still 60 range around them, you can still get a good shot without having to, you know, suffer the hands of a very agonizing death in outer space.
Can I be going at speed 0 and launch at them like that?
You could, although it would probably take forever to get there.
Alright, so... Okay. I'll check our status after we get into light speed here.
We should be getting there soon.
Should I use the rifter, or should we just drive him?
I would suggest using the rift to cut down some time on this podcast. I don't feel like coming up with commentary for 30 minutes. Hey, we did say this game was close to real-life space travel.
Yeah, except I don't remember Apollo 13 having a rift drive, do you?
Of course Apollo 13 didn't even make it to the moon.
Rift drive!
You know, one of the kids in my class actually saw Apollo 13 in the movie.
Hold on, I didn't hear that. They thought what?
They thought that Apollo 13 was just a movie.
Wow.
And then they also tried to trick me into believing that they had gone to space. Unfortunately for them, I do my research.
What research?
Research on space. And stuff that is actually credible.
Right, because Wikipedia is so credible.
I don't go just searching on Wikipedia.
I know.
Ooh, there's a planet.
Shoot it! No, I'm just kidding. Do not waste my warheads on a planet.
Okay, I'll shoot the USG Shimura then. Firing!
No! Oh, what'd you just shoot?
USG Shimura. Aw, dang it.
What?
And of course, dinner's done.
You can't. Danny?
Can you gun?
Space.
Don't shoot. Quit shooting. Planet. Quit.
Where are we shooting at the pirates?
Space.
Which one?
The only one that's on centers.
Oh. Is it Pirate and Starship 200 something?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I gotta go to the beach.
See, okay.
Crap. So I'll just keep shooting then.
Okay, yeah. You. Can you podcast? Yes or no?
Alright, so Danny has to go do something real quick.
The Terminator
colon hides
the Vania.
Wow.
U.S. Albert, Pirate Starship 226,007.
I'm gonna keep shooting him.
Select Pirate and Starship 226,000.
This could be hard. So I wonder if I'm gonna be done by the time. Dang, oh crap! Wow. I had to turn off autopilot. That was some pretty bad stuff. So I'm going back up to the warheads, and I'm going to continue launching at it.
Select the pirated start.
Do about 10, 20, and then go check my status.
Select pirated starship. Select pirated starship Zuma. Select the target pirated. Select the pirated starship. Select pirated starship. Select the pirated starship. Select pirated. Your finger presses the missile button but nothing happens. Select pirated. Exiting light speed. Select the target pirated starship.
I'll shoot a few more. I want to get to speed. Select pirated. 300 or something before I go select back pirated. Out there. Actually 500, so let me run back there. 500 is probably good speed to use when you're on a bounty mission.
See, location
you're not approaching
10,
it too fast.
29.
Okay.
Select
L
change
engine
plan.
500.
Speed adjust toggle autopilot on. Change engine exit.
Alright. Going back to warheads.
Select the pirate. Your finger presses the missile button, but select the pirate starship. Select the pirate starship. Select the pirate starship.
There are a few shots here. I'm gonna check the sensors.
Select the pirate starship. Select pirate starship. Notice cross has just disconnected. Select the pirate starship. Select pirate. Your finger presses. Select the target pirate starship. Notice cross has.
I really like this battle room ambience here.
Select pirated starship. Select pirated starship. Select pirated starship. Select the target pirated starship. Select pirated starship. Select the pirated starship poop. Select pirated starship poop. Select pirated starship. Select pirated stuff.
Okay, let me go to sensors.
Select type of short range. Select the pirated starship 200. Sensor report for pirated starship 226,707. This object is a dot object is traveling at a speed of zero. Current coordinates are as follows: 704,125, 717,584, 746,545, colon. Current hull strength of object, colon. 57,800, colon. Current heading of object,
all
colon.
Right.
200.
So, the reason it seems that the hull of the object is really strong, as though I've only launched a couple warheads, is that note that it takes time for the warheads to get to the object. And so, let me check my status to make sure I'm still moving.
Starship colon, flight star colon, current speed colon, 500 max.
I think I'm gonna bump us up to 600.
Select the change enter speed
or thereabouts.
5, 9, 4, speed adjusted, change engine speed, exiting temp.
There we go. Should be good. I'm running to the right.
See location colon 12.
Back to the left, forward, into my war room. This is a very noisy ship, but it's also small.
Select the target pirate.
Now I'm shooting again.
Select pirate. Your finger grip. Select pirate. Stop. Select pirate starship. Select pirate starship. Select pirated starship.
And I'm not sure whether or not Danny will be coming back to join us, but I'm hoping
select
he will.
Star-
but he had to go eat, so.
Select pirated starship. Your finger
that is not a 100% likelihood.
Select the pirated your finger presses the. Select pirated starship. Your finger presses.
That is so annoying.
Select the pirated starship 200. Select the target the pirated starship 200. Select the target to launch pirated. Select the target to launch pirated. Select the target to pirated starship.
And I know this gets repetitive.
Select pirated starship 200.
But this is what you're gonna have to deal with if you want to do bounties. I'm just warning you.
Pick. Select the target pirated starship. Select pirated starship 200.
Let's go check the sensors again. Usually you'll have a crew. So, you'll have other people doing this.
See, location colon 10, 28.
I don't have crews when I do these because, I don't know, I just don't prefer to. Although it can be good sometimes.
Select iBooks short range scan.
Especially if you can Skype call with them.
Select pirated sensor report for pirated Starship 226,707. This object is a dot object that's traveling at a speed of zero. Current coordinates are as follows. 704,125, 717,000. 584, 746,545, : current hull strength of object, : 57,800, : current heading of object.
Yeah, it's taking those warheads forever to get there. So I think I'm going to hold off shooting till I can get closer.
Location,
:
1131. Starship, light star, current speed, 594 max speed, 22,222 ship desired speed, 594 ship heading, 270 current coordinates, 709,707, 717.
So I see.
Select a change, enter speed 1, speed adjusted.
I'm
toggle
quite a bit off. Alright.
Skype alert, J-skip.
Going up to light speed here, and I think I'm going to stay at the helm and status for a minute so I can monitor our situation and try to maneuver us in close, but not too close. So we're going up to light speed right now, and as we head up there, I'm going to wait until we get into alert range, and then we're going to... Oh, crap! Do that. There we go. Gonna toggle the autopilot. And now it appears that Danny is back so he can help us. Danny, go to the warheads.
I'm just trying to do that shot.
Go to the warheads.
What alerted you? The cat?
Got the door.
Autopilot on.
Okay, autopilot is back on, guys. I'm going back towards the ship even though it shot me with the warhead. Danny, okay, good.
Incoming message from Cross: you have 15 billion not to toggle up.
No one cares, Cross. Wow.
Focus on the pirate here because he's going to try some maneuvers. Probably.
Okay, let me know if I need to go to the autopilot and.
Autopilot?
Autopilot. We messed that up so much.
Okay, that's not as better. That's not as worse as the other joke that's too, like, messed up for a podcast. Intro.
Yeah. Man, I wish we had three of us so we could. We could, use the other warhead launcher.
Well, somebody should have sent over the chat. Cool story, bro. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God, are you actually gonna send that? Fragile.
D-R-O-S-S-O-O-S-S-O-O-S-S-O-O. Incoming
message from
at Cross. Cool story, bro.
Does that answer your question?
Incoming message from Danny : okay, fragile, loads.
It's fragile, like P-R-A-J-W-L. And for those who don't know, fragile's the stupid troll who tried to hack my account the other day. That...
All with Daniel finished. Duration 27.
Wow.
Cross : what's so special about it? Bigger, right brace. Incoming message from Danny : we were... Enter message. /OCEOFTXK. Incoming. Lock in on that Skype desktop. Light Skype. Net. Enter message. YOCASPAPPEE. From over pot : Danny : I need more speed. Right race. Enter. Okay. Income. Enter. PAPPEE. OCAL. Incoming message. Select helm. Change. Enter speed.
He needs more speed.
Incoming message.
The call dropped.
Danny
:
it dropped. 1-5.
So I'm gonna call him back after I set our speed to 1500.
Speed adjusted. Skype.
Alright.
All Skype contacts, all of Skype contacts, Daniel. Daniel, check add more call. Skype alert, calling Daniel, routing.
Internet.
I have a message, Skype alert, calling Daniel from Slenderman. Skype break, net.
Alright.
Skype
Internet failure.
I need more speed.
I just set our speed to 1500.
Toggle on
go about 300.
Be alert, huh?
Go about 300 with autopilot off.
Change engine.
With
speed.
Autopilot off.
Toggle
yeah.
On okay. Autopilot off. Change enter 300. Speed adjusted.
And this ship has fast. Ooh, good lord.
What?
I need to set our course again.
Yeah. Plot a direct entrance, of course, and then take us in. This is what you want to do, guys. You always want to, like, you want to keep in range of your pirate, but you do not want to get too close to him as to the point where he's shooting you, because as Victor learned the hard way, when you're shooting a pirate, they can really screw you up badly.
Autopilot on, traveling at a speed of 300. Please prepare accordingly.
Exiting.
Should I give a sensor report of the object?
No, we'll keep monitoring it in case its hull goes down.
Alright. Let me go to the sensors real quick and see what the...
Select type of scan port, pirated sensor
report. Sensors report vicinity of the USG Ishimura several times.
Oh, snap!
Oh, snap! Snap! Autopilot off!
Okay.
Pilot off! Ow!
Oh, it is going up. So we have another missile headed this way. Alright.
We all ran it.
Why is it still beeping then?
Because the missile's still after us, apparently. Okay, yeah. See, guys? That is why you don't want to get in range.
Right, yeah.
Actually, we were lucky not to lose any components in there.
I'm gonna restart my connection to the server so I can get rid of this missile beep.
Notice Canada just disconnected. Yes, main met the next connected plan. We are GGR.
Oh, we just reached light speed, like, right as I connected.
Password accepted. You may continue.
There
we go. I think these missiles
are gonna
kill at light speed.
So do you want me to turn autopilot on and set speed back to 300?
No, we're gonna need a quicker approach course.
Select
change. Autopilot is on, but we're still going at 1,000 speed.
Okay, change our speed. Whoa! I do not want to come in speed. Exiting
400. 400.
Okay.
Exiting light speed.
See what we're doing, guys? You do not want to go at this guy full speed like that.
Hey, we could always go at 22 miles an hour, which is the max speed of the ship.
Toggle autopilot.
I've seen faster.
And I'm sitting on the helm console, so if I hear that noise, I'll be sure to activate the... deactivate the autopilot feature.
Stupid spam timer. I had to implement that to stop people from lagging the server, because they would launch so many warheads. What?
Talk about teleporter recharged.
Oh yeah, did we demonstrate teleporters last time?
I think we looked at them, yeah. And then I just teleported.
Oh, don't know, guys, to you players joining the game. Teleporters are a must-have.
Yeah, demonstrate how I teleport over to the sensors to grab a report.
Unless you are the type who likes walking across the vessel and likes getting the exercise, get a teleporter, please.
I'm going to 20, 30, 0 for the sensors. Boom! And see, I laid it on the sensors first. Okay, now, I just got my sensor report. I'm going back to helm, and I'll read it over there so that I can turn on or off autopilot at an emergency's notice.
Sensor report for pirated starship 226,707. This object is not
optimal
for traveling at a speed of
0. Launching at our speed now.
I wonder when they're going to start taking damage.
You won't see them taking damage unless you're, like, right up close. I don't know what part of that.
48,200. It's gone down some.
Good, my warheads are affecting it.
they are, and as we get closer and we're able to launch them faster, they'll really be affecting it.
Yes, but then we'd have to be at a greater speed than they would rather us not get smushed.
Okay, I'm gonna set us at speed 531.
Select change and enter.
You don't have speed?
Good spot, land. Speed adjustment. Exiting.
Hey, I wonder when we're gonna meet our target again.
I think we'll meet him soon.
Hey, at least he's not like the Vladiator or Chad Dungey or someone.
Excuse me, please. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
Excuse me.
Most of our viewers wouldn't even get that joke.
Please let me to play again, and if I do it again, then ban.
Yeah, translation, ban for 5 minutes, and then you'll come back evading ban, and then
wait,
we'll
catch no, isn't that gradual?
No, that's also Vlad.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were brothers or something.
Select type.
No, they're not.
Select higher than sensor report.
Okay, I'm running back to the helm. I just had to get a sensor report, because...
Sensor report for higher than starship 226,707.
Yeah, I reckon
this object
so.
Is a dot object that's traveling at a speed of zero. Current coordinates are as follows.
Okay, I'm fixing the answer.
47,600,
yep, warheads are definitely doing damage, sir.
Keep on loading warheads.
Keep on launching warheads.
That's not a dickhead.
If you don't, I will launch a warhead at you.
You're forgetting, I have an emergency. I have a handheld teleporter.
Oh, you have one of those?
Of course, everyone who is apparently cool in the game has one.
Yeah, well, I bet Fragile couldn't. Because he got banned.
Goriel doesn't either.
Goriel.
Oh. He kept asking for free teleports to Endearing Station when he was on his ship. I was like, dude, what the hell?
You can't necessarily teleport to Endearing on your ship.
Yeah, I could change your coordinates, but as Vader will attest to, there's not much you can do as an admin in terms of, like, altering your ship.
Sensor report for pirated starship 226,700.
I mean, you can build ships and stuff, like a boss.
This object is a dot object that's traveling at a speed of zero.
And you can't really do much.
746,545 colon. Current hull strength of object colon.
47,000.
Yeah, we got one more warhead.
Oh. I think your autopilot's off, dude.
Select
Chicago autopilot off.
No, it's on. Okay, I'm setting the speed to 721.
Bring us back to 1,000.
Okay.
Change engine center
speed
to max. Speed adjusted.
You really want our speed that high, Daniel?
Okay,
as soon as we enter light speed, I'm taking it down to 800.
Oh. Then just bring us up to 800.
Enter speed blank.
Okay. Speed this ship is probably getting really confused.
Toggle autopilot.
What the?
Autopilot off.
I think that was the stray missile that was chasing after us.
Yeah, I think it was. Now just keep launching them. Those things move very slowly.
They do. I like how they just jump up on you with no surprise, with like no warnings though. They're like,
it's like I'm just flying through the space, just all on. Oh, hey, missile. Yeah, I'm here. don't forget me. Dang. Hey, dude, don't worry. I already got it. I was on the helm.
Watch out.
You should add missile interceptors.
Yeah, that would be fun. Pilot made a guide for this. If you get the heading of the pirated starship, I can tell you which way to turn to.
Would you turn to the opposite direction of it?
Yeah.
It's see about it then.
But here the directions are kind of
sensor reports for Violet Starship 226,707. This object is a dot object is traveling at a speed of zero. Current coordinates as follows: 704,125.
Any day now.
Yeah, we're going
too fast.
Let me
turn autopilot back on.
Okay. Change engine speed.
Engine speed 722.
Speed adjusted.
Very, that missile is coming straight for us.
Starship Poland, General Sys, this missile current sensor current sheet current fuel current all strength remaining Poland 30,000.
30,000. Yeah, guys, like it's been doing in my blog post, this thing's gonna take forever to repair. But I think we'll survive.
Actually, you've got the whole damage we received, that shouldn't take too long.
Okay, I just wish that missile would hurry up and hit. So shut up that...
It's going to. Connecting the server. As soon as we get back here. Land.
Okay, I just shut off that thing by restarting my connection. Land. And my password.
I need to fix...
Password accepted. You may continue.
I need to fix it so that missiles can actually be evaded because they were kind of... Ironically, the sad part is I developed them select just the support, like, a day before we moved report. Out, so...
Oh, wow. Oh, major lag. Wow.
Sensor
on here?
The Starship
no, it's just like the second
this don't you just love it when it lags that much?
The speed of zero. Current
yeah.
Coordinates are
it's like a brain freeze.
I was drinking a shake yesterday and I had like
5 of those. Object, 43,400.
Jeez, dude.
You know what I want now?
What?
Ice cream.
I don't even, because I can't even get any. It's like 10:30 over here.
Yeah, and I just had pizza.
Colon, 22,222 ship desired speed, colon, 722 ship heading, colon, 90 current.
Oh, what? You're upset now that I have pizza?
No.
717,584. 746,545.
Actually,
colon,
if I say
you are my mother. The father is the woman, the mother is the man, no joke.
Yeah, I'm gonna, once we get to 703,600, I'm slowing us down to 287.
Oh my god, will the freaking missile hit already?
That first plan.
Please hit.
3, 2, 1.
Speed adjusted. Exiting Bell Mitchell.
Oh. Hello.
Should I turn off autopilot?
Missile incoming.
Attention.
Yes, main menu. Connecting. Land. You're all land.
You should have done. Ah! That's sad. Ironically, as you connected, that missile struck.
Let me check our status. I'm about to turn on autopilot again.
Location colon.
This is what you want to do. It's basically like a cat and mouse game.
Location,
you basically
colon,
want to
10,
keep engaging your autopilot, keep ensuring that, you know,
location,
you're away from
10,
them,
26.
And then sometimes you want to come in for a few cheap shots.
Starship colon,
yeah.
Flight star colon, current
speed,
speed colon, 224 max speed colon.
Yeah, turning on autopilot.
Easy Android as we go.
JTOG, autopilot on.
Autopilot on.
Stop exiting
the hell?
Base.
What?
We got a new contact on sensors.
We got a what?
We got a new contact on sensors identified as Alphatron.
Oh yeah, Alphatron is that enemy ship I created a few days ago, but I forgot to destroy it.
I just take a pot shot at it.
It'll shoot back.
No, because we're not in range.
Enemy
ships.
What do you mean?
What the hell?
What?
Sensors weren't working for a second.
Did the target go out of range?
No, I think... Oh, there it is.
Let me check our sensors, because I'm pretty sure we're
gonna
have some damage.
Select type of jet current, sharp, turbo, long, short range.
You realize I'm not gonna be able to use this ship tomorrow at all?
Pirated Starship Center Award for Pirated Starship 226,707. This object is a...
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if my Nevin Beta Worlds is still in repairs after
3 days.
Get out of the way, Alphatron.
36,200
is the hull.
Here. Whoa!
Why is it not even warning us?
I think because those were the missiles that it just launched previously.
Okay, let me go check our hull. And why are we not damaged?
Starship jet system. Current fuel, current hull strength remaining colon 12,000.
Oh yeah, 12,000 hull. Perfect.
Wait, what?
12,000 hull.
You're joking, right?
No. I know we're doing worse than Game Man and freaking Kenny.
Oh my god.
Dude, we're doing worse than Kenny. Come on.
We're gonna die, all both of us.
Yeah. Let's hope not. Let's hope we can go out in a blaze of glory.
Actually, you're forgetting I have a handheld teleporter, so if things get south, bye.
And you forget I have an admin staff, so if things don't go north, see ya.
You won't teleport me. Because you accused Nathan of doing the exact same thing.
No, I'll teleport myself to Verwag.
Wow, you're just gonna... Ah!
Ow! Ow! That's okay. It's a good thing to have those gone out of the way now. Now that we just lost 3,000 hull.
Okay, yeah, if any of those again, I'm teleporting out of here.
We have 9,000, dude. It takes, like, 20 missiles.
Wait, how much hull do we have now?
9,000? Wait, we just got hit by 5 missiles. 6 times 5 is 30, so, yep, 9,000. But...
Okay, check that pirate and starship hull.
Okay, this is gonna be risky, but I will. Very scared to leave my home.
Dude, we're gonna die.
Why?
We are definitely going to die, because missiles do 600 damage, considering the speed that enemies launch those missiles at.
They
launch
them
slow.
The dot object is
no, they don't.
A speed of zero. Current coordinates are as follows. 704,125, 717,584, 746,525, colon. Current hull strength of object, colon. 33,200, colon. Current heading of object, colon. 217,
okay, yeah.
Colon. Number of docks on...
Change your course to Burag. We are not killing this thing.
Why not?
Because its hull is way above ours.
Notice, Cross has just disconnected.
Okay, yeah. I'm teleporting the hell out of here.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay. So, it appears, guys, that Danny has abandoned ship.
Notice, Cross has just...
Bye!
And so I guess I'll go to the warhead launchers.
Dude, have you seen your hull?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
You're gonna die out there.
If I do...
Select pirated starship
well,
200.
Don't kill me
select
on a cross.
Star-
Dang.
Select pirated your bigger resident.
Oh,
select
I got that star- joke!
Select
Three.
Pirated starship. Select pirated
Speaking of cross, let's
select
look at Shattering.
Select launch warhead mat. Pirated.
Okay.
Notice darkness has been
targeted.
Notice darkness. Select the pirated.
Cross.
What ship are you on right now?
Pirated.
Thunderbird.
So guys, you've just seen Danny be a coward.
Select
if I have to go out, I want to do it in a blaze of glory.
Actually, I was actually going to come and help you there.
Select the
pirate. What was the pirate's coordinates?
Select the pirate.
I don't even know. They're a whole bunch of random
select
numbers.
Select the pirate starship. Select pirate starship.
Guys, I'm nervous. You want to know why? Because this pirate won't die.
Black space.
Starship colon. Archer colon. Current speed colon. 100 max speed colon.
Rework.
Ship
system rework.
100 ship heading colon. 90 current coordinates colon. 703,483. 717,584. 746,545 colon. Destination coordinates colon. 704,125.
Hey!
717,000.
What the hell,
Tan? What'd he do?
He recharted the Ultra star system, named it Blue Star.
Wow.
Jerkfish?
Select pirated starship.
Alright, suits in black.
Select
I'm still like
pirate.
800 coordinates away from that
select
star.
Select pirated starship. Select pirated starship.
Whoa, black space is really far.
Select the pirated starship. Select the
before you know it, that whole thing is going to be full of star systems.
Select the pirated
yeah,
starship.
Yeah, I know. Let's just hope they can be appropriate with them.
Select the target pirated starship. Select the target
Artress.
Pirated starship. Select pirated starship.
Aldebaran.
Select pirated starship.
Okay, let me go back to the autopilot. You know, guys... If I survive
starship
this, I'm going to be
star colon,
holding this over
colon,
Danny's head forever.
Colon,
oh, shoot. Dude, your hull was actually
colon,
90 current
6,000.
Dude,
I
know what my hull is. It's like
725 746,545.
Yeah, and if you don't survive,
pass.
I'm
going to
be laughing.
General Sispis, current hull strength remaining colon, 7,200.
7,200.
Gen Sispis, the current shield, current, you don't have current, This system status. This vessel has 2 systems. General Starship on. Cargo status colon. You don't current hull strength remaining colon. Starship colon. Flight
status
star colon. Current speed colon. 100 max speed colon. 22,222 ship desired speed colon. 100 ship heading colon. 90 current coordinates colon. 703,660.
Yeah, I'm not very close to that enemy.
Select set current area. Set circle launch short range scan. Select the pirated starship 200. Sensor report for pirated starship
226,707.
This object
is
not object is traveling
the speed of
light. Coordinates are as follows: 704,125,
707,584, 746,545.
Stop being 28,400. We're making progress.
I wanted to get back home. Why can't you let me get back home?
Although I kind of wish the enemy would come closer so he'd crash into some of those missiles.
Select the pirate.
Well, don't worry.
These
stay perfectly still for them. I should really change
select
that behavior.
The starship.
You should change how
select
fast the missiles
starship.
Hit.
They
select
hit.
Starship.
It's just they... I don't know why it doesn't
select
notify
the
everybody.
Starship.
But I'm... figure that out. In fact,
select the
starship. Dying over there, I can figure that out.
No, like, you should make them, impact faster. Like, some of these, I've launched so many, but not all of them hit yet. Like,
no, they will. Trust me, they will.
Yeah, but it takes a while.
That's because the enemy is, like, so far away.
Select the pirated starship.
It's only 500 coordinates away. Or, like, the pirated starship.
That's pretty far, considered by space standards.
Now, Daniel?
Relax.
Starship colon, flight star colon, current speed colon, 100 max speed colon, 22,222 ship desired speed colon, 100 ship heading colon,
no
current coordinates colon,
703,834.
Oh, snap. I guess I have time to launch about 20 warheads and then I'm turning this autopilot off. I'm not going into range. I'm 300 coordinates away.
What's your hull strength?
7,200.
Oh, God.
Dude, the thing has to launch over 20 warheads in order to kill me.
Select pirated starship.
Considering at the speed at which it launches them.
Select pirated starship.
What did your hull start at originally?
60,000.
Yeah, see? Considering the speed at which they launched originally.
Select the albatross. Pirated.
No, I don't want to shoot albatross.
Select pirated starship. Your bigger. Select the pirated starship. Poop. Select the pirated starship.
Yeah, I probably won't have time to post this podcast tonight, but
why?
Select the pirated starship.
Because it's already 10:30.
Select the albatross. USG and Sylvania. Pirated starship. Poop.
That's why. I still didn't fix that. How did that change get undone?
Who knows?
Well, I am a very ticked-off person for it getting
undone.
Okay, let's see my coordinates. I'm 704,000
in
it, and I'm turning autopilot off.
90 current coordinates, 703,966.
Oh, crap. You know, I'll launch 10 more warheads at close range, and then I'm turning that autopilot off.
You're going to die, dude.
I know! Dang. And I wish this filter keys crap would go away, because
yes, but no.
Jacks everything up.
Select pirate.
There we go.
Mine's still killing it after a while.
Select pirated starship. Select USB Savane pirated.
Okay.
Select
one more
pirated starship.
And.
Select black life min teleport hand teleport enter x cup blank. Enter life. Enter. Select L J
Autopilot is now.
He's going to die.
I'm not going to die.
Yes, you are.
Danny is just a coward.
Select a short, select pirated.
Trust me, you are going to die.
Although, I must admit, I just had a missile launched at my face. And I think you're probably right, Danny. I think I'm gonna die. 10, 9.
Who's the coward?
And I just died. Lol.
I knew it! I knew it! See, I'm not a coward.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
Technically, you still are because I stuck to it until the end.
No, I don't fancy dying and having to restart all over. Again, so.
I fancy the fact that I died knowing that I've had a ship going on mining operations for 7 hours. So I can just go to that and get a
spectacular failure.
Well, nonetheless, that ship is gonna suffer the same fate. Being as how.
He actually is.
He is, because he has 300 warheads coming at him, and
I love how he's just sitting there, like, yeah.
Well, pirate, my friend, just wait for the hailstorm.
Okay. These pirates are dumb.
They really are. And next time I'm creating the light star, I'm not creating. Yes, I am actually, because it got wiped off the ship server. So I'm gonna give it a hull of 20,000 next time.
We'll want to reboot the DB before you create it, remember? That issue?
Oh, no. I actually don't remember that
issue. No, that issue where when you blow up an object, it's still slightly there.
Oh, yeah, the file, I guess it stays in the DB.
The file stays in the DB. It prevents laggy fests, you know, stops people from lagging up the server when they're destroying stuff or buying ships. That's what used to annoy me so much, was that stupid lag you'd get when buying.
Well, I guess y'all guys don't really need to hear that, but it is nice information. So, thank you for listening to the 34th podcast.
And for Vigor epically getting owned, for which Vigor... I will not proceed to laugh vigorously after the podcast is over.
He will. But, guys, you have to admire my courage.
Please. That wasn't courage. That was stupidity.
Courage and stupidity. There's a very fine line between them. And I don't know. Maybe I was standing on top of it at some point. But
you were standing on the verge of stupidity and on the edge of courage.
Either way, it all works out. Because I have a mining ship right now. And I have a backup of the ship I just lost.
Hope you enjoyed dying.
I did. In fact, I will resurrect myself and call myself Vlad26.
Please don't.
No, I'm not going to. Maybe I'll resurrect the Chad Dungy character. Maybe that's who I'll be. I don't know.
Chad Dungy. Sounds like some kind of character in an animated kids cartoon show.
Yeah. You know, they deleted SpongeBob and replaced it with Chad Dungebob. I hope you know that, right?
Ben 10, quiet! We have to take out the evil Chad Dungy.
Okay, anyway. Bye, guys.